What is up, boys and girls, everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I'm Matt, and joining me, as always, my lovely life partner, Leah. How are you, my dear?
Can I just say that our song slaps? That's what the kids say.
A shout out again to our friend JR from Less Than Jake, who put that masterpiece together.
So good. Also, shout out to Doug and Carrie Heffernan for the inspiration. Mostly Doug Heffernan, because he wrote it. Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie, Doug and Carrie, Arthur, Arthur, Arthur.
You just shattered all of the mystique. All of the credit.
Come on.
Like four people knew.
And also, we can't just like, that's plagiarism if we just say that it's ours.
That's true.
So we have to give credit where it's due.
Okay, fine. That's all the credit that Doug and Carrie Heffernan will ever get from
and
me.
And Arthur, rest in peace.
Yeah, what a loss.
Jerry Stiller.
Total bummer.
What a man.
Absolutely. Lots to get to this week. We are up against it. We are recording this less than 24 hours. Hell, about 14 hours before it drops to you, which is uncharacteristic. We've been trying to stay ahead of the curve, but schedule woes aside, we are here. We are committed to bringing you information and entertainment or
what
just
I think
something
because
to waste time with.
We were apart for the last week, so that's like kind of the inspiration for the topic of this podcast today. So I think we're in it. It's great. We can go based off of what just happened the last week, and we can talk about it.
And what just happened was I have been gone on the road for the last 7 days. I saw Leah for the first time in person approximately 20 minutes ago. So I'm still on cloud nine.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I knew you were good looking, but when I saw you today, I'm like, oh, you're even better looking than I remember.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. It's a true thing. It's a true statement, and we're going to delve into it. I'm excited to dive in because there are many different aspects. Some introspection was done.
Ooh.
Inner reflection, if you will.
I love that.
I missed you very badly. I'm very glad to be back home in Pittsburgh, the greatest city in America, with the greatest girl in America.
What is happening right now?
I'm in a really good mood.
Loving this.
Well, good. I haven't seen you in 7 days in person.
I wish you guys could see my cheeks. I can't stop smiling.
Well, they can. There is a video element of this.
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably be posted on Instagram or something similar in the near future. But you know what else I missed?
I already know what you're going to say because you've been talking about it all week. You said, I can't wait to get home to our home with you, and all I want is Magic Spoon cereal.
That is the God's honest truth. I had room service at my disposal and ate plenty of gas station sandwiches over the last 7 days.
Which we will get into that.
But I did not remember to pack my Magic Spoon with me. So I'm very much excited to go home, probably tonight. I'm going to do it at night because there is nothing better than Magic Spoon breakfast cereal any time of day. Cereal is always one of my favorite things growing up and still as an adult, and it's even better when it's good for you.
Well, I'm not going to lie. There's no more chocolate Magic Spoon left.
You ate all of my chocolate Magic Spoon.
I did.
You are the worst.
It's really good post-workout.
All of the love I was feeling moments ago, I mean, it's being whittled away.
We still have three other flavors to try.
Fruity, frosted, and blueberry. I mean, I'm kind of partial to the cocoa, but that's all gone. But either way, there is still plenty of Magic cereal in our home to be enjoyed. And we suggest if you haven't already, try it yourself. Magic Spoon cereal has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Comes in 4 flavors. Get the variety pack so you can try them all. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. They also have some other flavors. They're always changing them up, so follow them on Instagram like I do and keep on top of what flavors they have to offer. It's too good to be true.
It's so good. It really is.
It's keto friendly. It's gluten free. It's grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free.
No GMOs. Get them out of there. No one likes GMO.
And for our loyal Bear With Us listeners, if you go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus, that's B-A-R-E, Bear With Us, Grab a variety pack. Try it today. Use our promo code BEARWITHUS at checkout. You get free shipping.
Who wants to pay for shipping?
No one.
Exactly.
No
one. Use the code.
And it's worth paying for shipping.
It is.
To get 4 boxes of happiness delivered to your door. And now you get it without having to pay for shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee.
That is amazing. Not just even like satisfaction guarantee. It's like happiness guaranteed.
Happiness guaranteed. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Head over to magicspoon.com/bearwithus. Use the code BEARWITHUS. Get free shipping. And you can thank us later. And you know where you can thank us? The brand new Bear With Us email address. The mailbag.
Ooh, the mailbag, it's if
in,
you will.
It's in full effect. We were dealing with just kind of Twitter and Instagram DMs. Now we have a proper email address.
And it's flooded. It's flooded with questions.
It really is. We're actually overwhelmingly surprised this morning as we looked in the inbox to see what we could choose from. We'll get to questions later, but we need to talk about what we've endured, what we suffered through.
It's been a week of hell without you, babe.
Wow, that's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, it hasn't been hell, but it's been kind of nice. I mean, and I mean that in the best way possible. Sometimes a little time apart does us good. Don't you think?
I do agree. I know we talked on here several episodes back about how I would love ultimately to spend more days of the week with you than without you. But of course, sometimes life happens and we have jobs and bills to pay. So I've been gone for 7 days and I was in Florida in Orlando, which is one of my least favorite places on the planet Earth. And I spent most of these days in my hotel room, locked up.
Quarantining,
which is the recurring theme here on Bear With Us, the genesis of all of this. By this point, I am a professional quarantinee.
Quarantinee.
I feel...
Isn't that like a drink? Aren't people making quarantinis?
I don't know. If they haven't...
That's like a thing.
Someone should steal it.
Oh. I want to steal you right now.
Okay, well, that's why we got to... Blow
this is why this
podcast.
Is a problem. This is our first actual conversation we've had face to face in over 7 days. It's like this is hard to just like sit here and not touch you. I'm gonna touch you with my foot.
Okay, cool.
I need to feel your pheromones.
My pheromones are aplenty. Don't worry.
Your pheromones and my pheromones are just like they get each other. They vibe. They congeal.
Did you just scientifically explain love? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
But I think when I left on Wednesday, we had been together for the better part of
2 weeks.
Yeah, the better part of 2 weeks every day.
All day, every day. And I'm going to say this, okay? I feel like most couples, they kind of do their own thing. And obviously right now we're in quarantine. And when we're home, like we're not, you know, I'm not going here and there and everywhere. We're doing things together. So we're not working when we're home. So we're together all day, every day. The only time we're apart basically is when I go to the gym and train. For the most part, we spend all day, every day together.
So after approximately 2 weeks of that status quo, would I be remiss in saying, I think both of us were kind of like, okay, time to take a deep breath.
Yes, I was definitely ready
right, for
a little break.
I think that's the point where you can feel it like, okay, we're not in a fight. We're not mad at each other, but just need to get some
just
fresh
like,
air.
I want to do my own thing for a minute.
Right.
Yeah. And I have to say, I am such a loner. I like to do my own thing, be on my own schedule, which I know has been... And not an issue with us, but something that I have to get better with in this relationship. And you have to sort of adjust to my way of thinking, because I feel like even when I'm on the road for work, I don't travel with anyone. I like to be where I want to be, when I want to be there, on my own schedule. So to now be in this relationship and live together and do things together all the time, that's a big adjustment for me. So sometimes I miss sort of being able to be on my own schedule and do my own thing.
Just for everyone's sanity, it's good to be away from your partner once in a while because it kind of gives you a chance to reset and reflect.
Totally.
One of the biggest issues I've had in my past relationships from the time I was in basically high school was I noticed that my partners always seemed to take on all of my characteristics over time.
Ooh, okay. For example?
The most obvious one is the tattoo thing, but... When I first start dating someone, I'm interested in them as I know
Wait,
them.
Wait, you're saying when you first start dating someone, they get tattoos because you have tattoos?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying over time, all of the things that make me unique to myself,
right,
they sort of absorb. It's like through relationship osmosis. And granted, if you spend enough time around anybody, you're going to pick up traits and things that you like.
Start saying
that's
things.
That's life. Yeah. But I always kind of enjoyed my own individuality in whatever capacity. And by no means am I like this super unique, one-of-a-kind snowflake. I'm a dude that likes tattoos and music and, you know, whiskey. It's right. not like there's that many layers to me.
You're the onion, baby. Yeah. I want to peel you.
This is going to be such a struggle. Such a struggle. Sorry, this is going to be the shortest episode of Bear With Us ever because Leah can't wait to jump my bones. But do you understand what I'm saying? Where someone, I physically am not generally attracted to tattooed women. That's okay. not to say I don't find them attractive yeah. because I do, but that's not the first thing. Like if you were to describe or ask me to describe, you know, physically my ideal woman,
yeah.
tattoos would not be part of the equation.
Which that made me happy when I found that out when we first started dating. Because I didn't know what your type was or whatever. And I'm like, am I going to need to get tattoos and like pierce my face and be like this edgy chick for him to be attracted to me? I didn't know. Obviously, I haven't got tattoos. I mean, I have little baby tattoos, but I don't have like sleeves or anything like that. And I haven't pierced my face other than my nose. But I'm like, do I need to transform into... And I obviously wouldn't. But in the beginning, that was in the back of my mind. Oh, does he think that I'm attractive or does he... I didn't know what your type was.
Right. Well, I don't know that I have a type specifically. I mean, sure. I'm sure my friends would actually probably be better to talk about that than me just yeah. because I'm kind of in it. But on the surface, I don't want to date myself. Right. I want somebody to balance me out, somebody that's into different things. And, yeah. and sure, some things I'm going to like, some things I'm going to learn to like, some things I'm never going to like. But I like to have balance and a, for lack of a better term, a yin to my yang so that I'm not constantly just...
Well, how boring would it be to just be dating yourself or someone just like you? That's so boring.
Right. Right. But I mean, going back to, like I said, it started with the tattoo thing. And then, you know, I'm really big into music and certain types of music and punk rock and different things. And I kind of like being a little bit outside of the norm. Like, that's just kind of where I feel comfortable. And I enjoy that. And I like going, oh, this band. I like to show people yeah. bands. I like to show them so that they go, oh, cool. That's Matt's cool. into that thing. Or, oh, I like this band because my friend told me about them. I don't all of a sudden want to go to your house and you've got all of their albums and their shirts and their posters on your wall. That just
yeah,
to me
that
is like,
cringe.
Let me have my little thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's always been an issue. So beyond tattoos and music, have you ever had an experience in your relationships where you are into something and the way I'm going to say this isn't the best way I'm trying to describe it, but somebody's stealing your shit.
I don't think anyone's really stole my shit. I think I was a shit stealer. I did that back in the day, early in my early 20s. I was dating this guy who was like into motocross, right? Like mm-hmm. rode dirt bikes, into extreme sports, all that. And I never really was exposed to that. And so I sort of, and I wouldn't say I was into it, but I definitely like would watch it when I wasn't with him. So then we had something to talk about when we were together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't something I would normally watch because that was his life. That was all mm-hmm. he did and had. So I had to, otherwise we didn't really have anything else to talk about, or that was all he did. And I was like basically in this relationship where everything was about him. And I just kind of was there like on the side being like, yeah, this is cool. Hence why we're not together anymore. But that I did steal.
So you're not
shit.
Together because you tried to be him and he was probably like, no, not
okay,
into it.
Okay, absolutely not. I ended that. And it wasn't because I tried to be him. I just was trying to learn about this thing he was so passionate about that I had no idea.
And I think there's a fine line there because I can appreciate that. If you make an effort to learn and understand what your partner's into, that doesn't mean you have to be into it.
Right.
But I think that's definitely a positive quality.
Yeah.
Where... if there's something in the world that I'm super passionate about that you don't understand, but for you to make any sort of effort to just go, oh, okay, that's what he's always talking about.
I thought of it like, oh, am I trying to like be in this world that I don't belong? But now that you're saying it like that, maybe I was being a good girlfriend, trying to learn about his thing.
Trying to learn, but not yeah. absorb it, not become it.
Yeah,
not...
it's not like I'm walking around wearing like Fox Racing shirts right. and, you know, yeah, I wasn't doing that.
Okay, because that would have been too far.
Yeah, that would be cringe.
When I'm going, oh, wait a minute. No.
No.
You're better than that.
Not happening.
But I don't remember how the hell this relates to what we started talking about at the time.
You just started bringing it up. You're like, you know, when you start being with someone and they start, you know, adopting your traits, just kind of came out.
My brain is still in airplane mode.
That's okay.
Right,
we can
now
turn that off, babe.
We'll
just
turn it off.
Hit the little off button and we'll just come out of that.
Well, I'm going to lose my Wi-Fi and my Bluetooth too. So let's just, this isn't going to be a very productive podcast.
No. So, okay. So we just got that out of the way. So you went to Orlando, right? What do you think the last 7 days, like what happened for you on your end?
Well, aside from work, internally, which was the reason that I actually went to Orlando, right. I had a very valid reason and a very busy schedule while I was down there. But I found myself after the first day or two just kind of bored. I'm kind of the polar opposite of what you were talking about, where you love to just be on your own. No other people. You like to just go and
I don't
keep
like
to yourself.
Humans. Get the hell away from me.
I, conversely, don't necessarily like a lot of humans, but I like to be around people that I like. I like to have friends. I like to have conversation, discussion, any sort of mental stimulation.
Stimulation. I knew you were going to say that.
I need that.
Right.
Because sitting by myself in my room, the first day in my hotel room, I kept about as busy as I could, and I think I handled it pretty
well.
Yeah,
the first day you were fine.
I read my book that I've been trying to read for 6 months. I watched Hoarders. Because
which
you weren't
I
there
hate,
to complain about.
I hate Hoarders.
I wish that would be one thing you would accept and embrace and adopt
no.
about
and I won't.
Me.
I won't
you to
do
become,
it. I won't do it.
I want you to become obsessed with Hoarders. But I kept myself pretty occupied. Day one, easy.
Fine.
Day two, still pretty easy.
Okay.
And then work was involved. And, yeah. and to the previous point, if I have something to occupy my mind, I'm good. But I'm my own worst enemy
yes.
when I don't.
Well, so I'll say, I think it was like the second day you're already texting me saying like, I just want to be home with you and do our thing. And it's like one of those things where once you're removed from the situation, it makes you realize how much you like the situation you're in when you're not in it. You're like, oh my gosh, I miss that. And I can appreciate that because I feel the same way. Once you're gone, my mom actually came and visited. I had a few days with her. So that was really nice to just be with her and just show her the city and show her Pittsburgh. She's only been here once before. And that was on Christmas. So she didn't get to see anything. So I got to really walk around and enjoy the city with her. And then she left and I was like, okay, now I'm like, can do my own thing. And I was like, oh, like I miss Matt. Like I just wish she was here. Like I just feel everything is better when you're around, even though I do like to be alone, but I like to be alone with you.
Well, likewise. But I think this is a very different scenario from what we've talked about in the past regarding long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
This is a different scenario because the norm is now being
together.
Now we're
together. Whereas before, you're in Connecticut, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, we're traveling all the time for work. So we had no home base that was ours, you know, so it was constantly
right. It was constant
back and forth
striving for
the
time
normalcy.
Together
yeah.
under any circumstance. Whereas now, having all of the time together, it's nice to be able to step back and just go, oh, okay, I'm not going to die without this person, but it makes me appreciate when I get to be with them.
Yeah, for sure. But then I'll say, so once you're past the cute little phase of being like, oh, I miss you, I miss us, and then you start getting to a place where you're like, screw this, I'm mad at this, this thing sucks. And like you start getting into this headspace where you've had too much time by yourself,
right.
that you start complaining about things that aren't even a bad thing. You start creating issues in your head. Do you know what I mean?
You do that. 1,000% I'm well aware
and
that
I can
I do
tell
that.
As soon as I get like the first text from you that I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. And I have to try to be in like cleanup mode. Like, okay, how can I fix this? How can I assure him? And usually it just starts with me sending you a hot photo of myself and then I get you out of it.
I mean, let's be perfectly honest, that cures most of my ills. You're not going to elaborate on that? You're just going to let that one sit?
Well, because I feel like, okay, the only way I know I can distract you is if I take a little sexy photo. Don't put your head in it, ladies. You know, don't make that mistake.
Yeah.
Take your face out of it.
Be mindful. Take your face out or any identifying marks.
Right.
And we did a great deal of that, not just
oh, yeah.
with of one another and each other. let's like, share a little tip,
yeah.
little tips and tricks with the world.
What
right?
helps us when we are apart? So we, I feel, send photos or maybe gifts, if you will. Like, ooh, babe, I want to try this. And then he'll send one back like, ooh, that's hot. Let's try that too. And then he'll send me one and I'm like, ooh, yeah, let's do that.
And then before you know it, we're kicked off of the hotel Wi-Fi and we're breaking all sorts of privacy rules and laws and it just gets totally out of hand. But it gets through the day.
It helps us and, when we're apart.
And I know it's not a concern in our relationship, but I could also see that being a good preventative measure in the event maybe it is a long distance relationship, because we've done it for quite some time.
I mean, we've been doing it since we started dating.
Yeah. Whereas like, oh, hey, it keeps your partner engaged, keeps them interested, keeps it sexy when you can't be around. And it's like, it doesn't have to be totally hardcore over the top. Like, obviously everyone's got their own comfort levels.
Yeah, whatever you're into.
But it's just kind of that nice, like, oh, okay, I'm thinking about you, but a little bit more. And it keeps it exciting. And after about three straight days of it, I am ready to explode right now, which is why if I'm talking fast and not making much sense, it's because my mind is 75% on one subject that is not anything we're discussing at the moment.
I know that you've said to me before, when you're least expecting it and you open your phone and you see a text from me and then it's like a hot photo, you're like totally turned on because it's something that you weren't asking for. It was just out of the blue. Like,
1,000%. That's just the ultimate fun, sexy surprise.
Right.
And no matter what mood I'm in, to your earlier point, I could be ready to, you know, get into a fight or put my head in an oven. And then all of a sudden I get the one attachment, one image, little notification. And all of a sudden I go, wonder what this is going to be. Oh my God, it's what I hoped for. And then some.
It's just like if you feel like you're in a little rut, maybe with your in your relationship sexually, maybe take some cute photos. And even if you live together, it's okay. Maybe your man's at work or you take a photo while he's at the gym or something. And then you just keep them on your phone and wait for the right time to send them.
And it's playing the long game because you can do it for as long as absolutely necessary, to the point where I was at the airport at about 7 o'clock this morning and received some gifts. Not of you, but just in general.
Right.
Just very fun ideas.
Other than the actual act of making love, the best part about it is the anticipation, right?
Correct.
So you want to build the anticipation, especially if you're long distance and you know, okay, next week we're going to be together. Let's start building the anticipation.
It's basically been like 7 days of foreplay.
Right. So then it's like, bam, when you see each other, just
setting it all up for the big disappointment, baby.
But it's true. I just feel like I do like that time apart sometimes because it makes you miss your partner and it makes you like, I don't know. It's like you can't touch each other. I just want to like, you know, human interaction, like human contact. I miss that. So then when I get it, I'm like, ooh, drives me nuts. And talk to Matt in like 3 days, see if he still likes me, because I'll be annoying the shit out of him later, I'm sure, once he gets what he wants out of me.
Did you say 3 days? I mean, let's be perfectly honest. I'll be happy to make it to sundown.
You're the worst.
What else did you do to keep yourself occupied during our time away from one another?
So I felt like I used this week to really just take my girl time. I got a facial. I got my nails done. I went and got a massage. I got a pedicure. I just like did the works. And it's not to say I can't do that when you're around.
Also, can I just say that's not exclusively girl stuff. That's all great stuff. Guys, if you're listening to this, or ladies, if you have a guy who you've been begging to go take care of himself, go get a goddamn pedicure. It's the best thing you'll experience. It's a great way to waste some time. You feel awesome, and your feet won't be gross. So anyway, you took care you took care of yourself.
Yes.
You self-care days.
Yeah, I hung out on our roof. We have a really nice rooftop. We live downtown in Pittsburgh. I'll give you our address. Put all out there. But we have this beautiful rooftop. I sat up there, read a book. I really just wanted to be out and do things. And I went to the sauna. I got cryotherapy. Just really wanted to take care of myself and just feel good. And I feel amazing. Not only physically, but mentally. I feel like to be able to take care of myself, do my own thing. And now I'm like, okay, now Matt comes home. I feel good. I feel mentally rested.
And I would say the same on my end, particularly because of the day and a half I spent doing literally nothing.
We're texting.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like an hour goes by, you're not responding. You're not. I'm like, hello. And it's 5 p.m. Sorry, I just woke up from a nap. But you know what?
I needed it.
You needed it. And sometimes it's good to just do that. And I think, especially because of our jobs and what we do and just how the world works nowadays, they're constantly, okay, on to the next thing, on the go, what can I be doing to better my job, better my family, better my bank account? It's always on to the next thing. And it's almost taboo to just sit and do nothing. But no, sometimes it's good.
Let me ask you this. Is it something that you currently or have recently dealt with where you have that wonder, like, I wonder what he's doing right now?
No, I don't really care. And I mean that in
I was just curious because I think everyone's at least been in a relationship where you're like, oh, well, they didn't text me back. I wonder what he's up to, what he's doing. I obviously was sleeping or eating.
So I feel like for the most part, and I'm finally, I think, at the point in my life where, and I've been in relationships before where I'm like, oh, what is he doing? Why isn't he responding? And most of the time they're out at fucking strip clubs or whatever they're doing and, you know, different day and age and who I was at that time. But nowadays, if you're going to go fuck around on me, then see you later. I'm not going to chase a man. I'm not going to beg you to like pay attention to me. Like, you want to do what you want to do. And if you go fuck around me, then you're not the dude for me. That's where I'm at. I don't really care anymore. So that's why I don't care what you do. I can't get mad. And I feel like you're usually, I would hope, always honest with
usually
me. I would hope you're honest with me. And, you know, I have nothing to hide. You have nothing to hide. So
now, how did you arrive at that point? Was that more something with yourself? Like, was it an insecurity you had to overcome?
Not an insecurity, but just I've been in relationships in the past where the guy lies, constantly lies about where they are, or, you know, lies about what they're doing, promises me I'm not going to do this anymore, but then they still do it. And I realize, you know what? This is so, like, exhausting, having to keep up with them and having to check in on them, make sure they're not lying to me or seeing what they're doing or calling them. That I don't want to live my life like that anymore. And I just feel, if you're not the guy for me because you're doing XYZ and not telling me, then I'll find someone that will be honest with me. That's how I look at it. Do you know what? And I
totally
don't mean that. No,
I'm asking for more of a general sense.
Yeah,
as
just
because
I was in it for so long in different relationships where the lies and the lies and the lies, and just I can't keep up with that anymore. I'm done with that. I don't like to play games. Honesty is the best policy.
Agreed.
How about you? Are you wondering what I'm doing?
No.
Because you know, most of the time I'm not doing anything except sitting at home drinking wine.
You're also like miraculously skilled at texting back instantly.
I am.
Like, at no point have I ever gone more than like 15 minutes without
I just hate when people don't text back. I can see if you're doing something, but I don't like, oh, when you read the text, then, oh, I'm just not going to respond. No, like, that's rude. Respond to the person texting you.
So after 7 days of alone time or time apart from one another, what would you say is your biggest takeaway?
A little alone time is good, and I need it. If we go way too long without getting alone time, then I'm going to start bitching at you for something or complaining or get mad at you for something that I wouldn't normally be mad about because I like to be alone. So I think our limit is maybe like 2 weeks, even if it's, hey, I'm going to go spend a day at the spa or go to the mall and do something by myself. Because then it's like, it makes me miss you and it makes you appreciate your partner that much more when you get a little bit of time away from them. And I miss you, baby.
Well, I'm back. And we've got a lot of important, devious behaviors to engage in.
But wait, what did you take away from the last 7 days?
That I love 7-Eleven sub sandwich.
I cannot. This to me, if you eat food from 7-Eleven, and I'm not saying like a bag of chips or a cookie that they make there. Ugh. Like, I get if you're drunk. No, don't get me wrong. I've had many drunken nights where you end up at 7-Eleven and everything looks like it's a, you know, an amazing 5-star restaurant meal. But if you willingly are like in the afternoon, like, I'm hungry and you have so many options, I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and get a sub. What? Babe.
It did the job.
Come on.
Twice this week.
Come on.
Listen, don't judge me.
So that's what you got out of the last 7 days. Not like, oh, Leah, I love you and I miss you and I want to do bad things to you.
Well, those things were all sort of in my head before I left. It just exacerbated them as the 7 days went on and on and on, and I'm very happy
on
to be
on
back.
On and on and on and on and on.
But yeah, I think that's it. There's the takeaway. If you have to learn anything, it's that sometimes a little time away with yourself is good. Don't forget who you are.
Yeah.
Don't turn into your partner because You want a partner, not a clone.
Yeah, I don't want to date myself. I know I'm like pretty f***ing perfect. So, I mean, I can see why you would want to date me, but I don't want to date myself.
Not only are you hot, you're very humble.
I am so far from perfect. It's not even funny. But you know what is funny?
What's funny?
Here's a male that never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Male!
Am I going to be legally required to acknowledge that that's the Blue's Clues male song so that, much like Doug and Carrie Heffernan, Steve, the guy from Blue's Clues, doesn't try to sue us?
I'm pretty sure Steve died.
I don't think he did. I'm pretty sure that's an urban legend.
Is it?
I think.
Also, like, the same thing with Avril Lavigne. Like, Avril Lavigne apparently died, and now there's someone that's pretending to be her. It's not really Avril. Like, what is up with this? It's so weird. Don't you think?
Yeah, people have too much free time on their hands.
Way too much.
That's what happens when you're not in a relationship and you've got nothing but free time.
Right. But I do appreciate the free time that these people have had to write in for their questions. Because
yes.
We have plenty of great questions. So we're going to start out with question number one, honey. Hello, Matt and Liam. Everyone keeps on telling me that there's someone for everyone. How come I haven't found mine? Yours sincerely, Leon.
I think it's all about timing. And I don't necessarily believe in fate, that there is someone for everyone, but I feel as though everybody has the ability to get along with someone in a relationship.
Really?
Yes. And I think there's a lot of trial and error involved. Some people are going to have better options than other ones just based on society and the way people look and the job you make and the money you make or don't make. Everyone's different, but it's trial and error. If you find someone that makes you happy, forget the rules, forget all the societal standards and the, oh, let's put a label on it. This is my girlfriend or this is someone that I date. Whatever the label is, labels be damned. If you can spend time around someone and they make you laugh and they make you happy and you miss them when you're not with them, go for it.
It's okay to just approach someone if you find them attractive and ask them some questions and get to know them. I think especially nowadays, everyone's on dating apps and on their phones. Whatever happened to the good old fashioned, like, hey, how you doing? Let me buy you a drink. Or you look like you're bored. Can I chat you up? Or I don't know. I'm really bad at opening lines. I don't know what you would say to somebody. But if you just see them out, don't be afraid.
You look bored. Can I chat you up?
It's so embarrassing. That's a terrible
Is that a mouse in your pocket? I have a cat at home.
I don't know. I never like.
I noticed you're wearing
line.
Sneakers. I like shoes too.
I'm crying. I see you're bored. Can I chat you up? If anyone said that to me, I'd be like, "Fuck off." So maybe don't use that line. I'm really sorry, but you get the point I'm going for. Like, just don't be afraid to talk to somebody if you might find them attractive. That's it.
Do you like walls? My house has four of them.
I noticed you're over here breathing.
I know a good place to find oxygen.
I like to breathe too. Oh my god.
This has gone off the rails.
Oh my god, but yeah, I don't know. I guess figure it out or you're going to be alone forever.
Hey, you emailed us for advice. Figure it out.
No, that's terrible. I really do appreciate all of these questions that are coming in. And obviously, Matt and I are not experts by any means, clearly. But, you know, we can just kind of tell you what we think and take it or leave it. Question number two, honey. That's a dos or de if you speak Francais. Okay. I have a question about relationship advice. I've been sitting around for ages waiting for my boyfriend to propose, and now I don't think it will happen. Should I propose to him or just wait for him to do it for me? Okay, here's what I'm going to say. You can't force or pressure a man into proposing. If he doesn't want to be with you, he doesn't want to marry you, then find somebody else. Like if you're saying, oh, you better marry me or I'm going to leave you. Okay, then bye, bitch. That's what I would say if I was a dude. See you later. You can't force a man to propose to you, period. Do you agree?
I
or
don't
not
have anything better to say than what you just did. I mean, I've never been in a position where I feel obliged to not even propose, but any sort of ultimatum to your point. But yeah, it's a big turnoff. I understand if it's something that needs to happen for an external reason, like you have a deadline to hit of some sort, but not for what is essentially a label or your own.
What do you mean a deadline? Like what sort of deadline would you need to hit?
If you give me an ultimatum,
your taxes?
If you're like, hey, you need to do this so that we can do that, or
right, maybe health insurance.
Yeah,
or
if you don't book the Airbnb, we can't go on vacation. But I don't look at that as like an ultimatum. If you're like, hey, do this thing.
Yeah. But I mean, when it comes to marriage, obviously, like how can you force someone, if this is someone you genuinely love and you want to be with and you want to marry, how are you going to say to them, look them in their eyes and say, marry me or I'm leaving you?
That's a valid point.
If this is someone that you want to marry, to me, I've never understood it. And if they don't want to marry you, but you want to get married, well, then it's not for you. Find someone else that wants to marry you.
Keep sending the emails to the mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter @bearwithuspod. Keep sending in all your comments, leaving comments and 5-star reviews. It's been helping. We're continuing to grow this, but we can't do it.
You guys are so amazing.
Without you, keep these awesome questions coming. There are a lot more to get to. Trust me, I opened the email today and was kind of blown away. So we're going to answer a few each and every week until we get through them.
We'll have so many, we'll have to do an entire episode based off of the questions. It's a question and answer episode, if you will. Would you guys like that? Yes or no? Let us know.
You know what I'm going to go home and do?
Me.
You know what I'm going to do after I do that? Eat magic spoon.
Ooh!
And then after that, I might do you again. Goodbye forever.
Bye, guys!
Are you going to stay bear with us?
Bear with us.
Wow. After all these weeks.
You know I'm not good at closings.
We know where your head's at. You look bored. Can I chat you up?